Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
We do need to change it now, just you and me. And this is Parker Passworth on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. It's October 1st, 2017. It's a three-hour live program. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I want to thank the new listeners, and I appreciate the emails that I've received from overseas, and what that totally entails in terms of the clinical trials that I've helped set up over in Europe for cancers and leukemias and stem cell research for patients that have suspicions of water cancers from water, which I cover in my chloramine causes health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN. And for the new listeners, we cover 4 to 5, maybe 6 different, disciplines. And because they're all interrelated, and that's the way I operate, each archive connects to the next archive. I've been on air for close to 11 years, and I was the one that broke on the national stage of the United States the additives, chloramine particularly, for the effect of its sterilizing effect on the population, which was proposed by Dr. John Holden, the science and technology czar of President Obama, and plus a part of the teachings of Paul Ehrlich on depopulation, which was many years ago. And when we look at that, in terms of the metrics of length of life and how its effect is part of a part of a quantum mathematics, which is integrated in determinations of the doomsday clock, and of course this is all integrated in the death panel, the independent payment advisory board for Obamacare, which was not repealed. It had to be repealed by February 1st, 2017, by two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate. And if it was not repealed on February 1st, 2017, then it became a constitutional edict. And the death panel has remained, and is still being discussed for its expansions, which is some of the items that we'll talk about today. Now, it's two and a half minutes closer to doomsday, and we are now in the Pleistocene era for plutonium. Parker Pathways in September 2006, I had put forth the concept of the reusable water chemistry for harmful human medicine. This was it was September 22nd, 2006, where I was placing on the concept of the governments to place chemicals in the water for reusable water chemistry, forcing human beings to drink reusable water under the guise of good technology, and projected the radioactivity of the water on the Earth to be contaminated, and for the whole Earth, and that's been calculated in the water quantum physics. It's called correlation coefficient was 16, with a standard deviation of error of 0.3, and at that time, Watson, of course, the Watson computer, which has all the medical records and will have all the medical records for the population of the Earth, has that in their equation. So it's taken all these years to work this through. So the oceans and what is called the cohort waters, which are part of the river waters above the Earth, are now radioactively measured each day, which is, this is called, actually, from 1953, when the use of government activities for testing cancers in humans by water, which I have all that data. I peer-reviewed the medical records of all of those people, and there are 900 studies and of human studies around the world. And so the official contamination of the waters of the Earth as measured, which is why I've always said over the years to my listeners, get yourself a little hand Geiger counter to go to the grocery store, because remember, the waters go into the soil. I've talked about it extensively. I've given the biochemistry of it. I've given the human test that you should be asking for in clinical testing, and I can do that because I'm licensed in medicine for that, in medical science. And also, all we talk about here, of course, I'm considered the person of last resort for medical hospitals, where even the finest hospitals in the world, I still get cases to this day, and they try everything. And of course, being a knowledge engineer for the government for years, and I review all of the, projects, contracts, that type of thing that in medicine. But since I started on the RBN, concerning the expose of the water, it's expanded, in course, to the United Nations, to the aspect of other things. But you see, what is everything's interrelated, and people get taught in such a way that the biologists don't speak to the botanist, and the botanist don't teach, speak to the physicist, and of course, in the Greek days, of course, it was called the academy, where everything was one subject, which it really is. So you have in the early Eocene, which was roughly about 55 to 45 million years ago, there were declines of carbon dioxide, but it was not in a few hundred parts per million. And it cooled the planet, actually. It created conditions that to have allowed the Earth to have the you know, the current inhabitants of the development of the seed proteins through the water molecule. So if you measure the DNA measurements of discoveries of bones and tissue from 250 to 300 million years ago, which was what's happened, the idea of disease progression is not really a progression, but a mutation of a different type of a different species. And so when I started on RBN and Expose the Water, of course it was a joke, you know. Somebody said, well, maybe something in the water, why tissues are not taking, and in tissue transplants, the immunological profiles were for immunoglobulins was matching, and the development of what are called metal messengers would be detected but not interfering. So that was beginning the search and of water and its effect on the human genome and also immunology, and that's how it started. So it was about going into the third year of being on air. The hospitals around the world were sending me cases they couldn't explain, and so I went ahead and worked with that. We got about, I think, the actual count, the first 3 years on air. And by the way, I'd never done a talk show, and you know, it was 89 cases in 3 years. Doesn't sound like much to you, maybe, but to people that are developing new forms of genetic transfer and glioblastoma, developing leukemias and liver cancer, this matched with what the government had discovered that was caused by chloramine being placed in the water. Now, all of this will now be computerized. The government has decided to have a 10-year study to study 1 million people and to study the genes and the habits and the health, and now include the water. And this is a big achievement. I'll put it in my book. And I feel that that I had a small part to play in that studies of the change of the National Institute of Health. Of course, I've told very repeatedly, of course, now, of course, the difficult, unexplained cases now run approximately, it was first, as I said, 3 years, 80 patients. It runs 80 to 100 patients a month. These people have been affected by the water. The government's got on their farm and killed their cattle, killed their dairy. Fetuses have been aborted as a result of fracking water. The concept of thing, and these things have all been proven in terms of the on-site issues of laboratory analysis. Of course, we get involved with trade law and the trade secret laws, and where companies will not give that up, and what they have in the water and its effects. The Supreme Court will, there were, I think, I'm not quite sure, but I am sure. It's 103 amicus curiae briefs, which are briefs friendly to the court concerning two Supreme Court cases concerning this subject. And I have two there that have been there. One I placed in 2010, where I challenged the authenticity of scientific information, and placed on the table the first year on RBN, on Parker Pathways, the concept of the grand jury of science and technology, which I felt that that people should be placed on crimes against humanity for making science decisions that may have harmful consequences. On the same day, in 2007, in September, the United States government began their project, which is called the Simple Conflict. The Simple Conflict is a fountain in the shape of a toilet, and it travels around America at school children's places for children, you know, children, and they're to practice with little spoons taking water out of the the faucet, which is shaped like a toilet, to have the children educated to be able to drink recycled toilet water in the process of that. Of course, all of the studies of this have all been shown that Inigan disruptors that I started were 900 disinfecting byproducts. There were over 900 trihalomethanes from chlorine. And now, as we speak this morning, reaching the world court with that expose that I just gave you, after all these years, it just is serendipity, a word which means there are not any accidents, but that's what the fact is, that what we're discussing this morning is going on in Europe, and the Europe courts, they picked it up, superseded the United States, and they are going to, I think, actually agree that we should have a world court of crime against humanity for food and water contamination through the soil and air. Now, the process of this is that the calculations for the 1 million people for the 10 years for studying the biomarkers for the personalized medicine and the determination of different processes of disease states will be used in the liquid Watson computer. Right now, the genome can be placed at 36 billion. Genes can be encoded in a drop of water, and that's already been done. I've talked about it on my program many times. But there's a reason why I'm giving you so much information this morning on this particular subject, which will become apparent in this three-hour live program. Now, the Watson, the liquid computer, will be the composite of what is called cosmic data. And cosmic data is a process of what's called the sequestration, the sequestration of mathematics that are being a part of a new code. And the new code will be, of course, it's liquid. That means we can have the cosmic population genetics from meteorites, from bacteria, what's seen in telescopes, compared to humans. Because my thesis, which is the only reason I was listened to about this, is the fact that I had exposed this, and I figured that from the Carl Sagan days, they knew I was involved in that brass plate. So the thing is where we are to go out of space. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that that liquid computer will be at MIT. And the reason for that is to have protection from the future world war, which is very, going to be over water. And no one's hiding it, but this morning I've decided not to hide it at all. So the half-life of plutonium, 239, in the Plutocene, because plutonium contamination of the water and the soil and the earth is now complete. And it has a half-life of 24,100 years. And the carbon dioxide has been calculated to stay in the atmosphere potentially up to, give or take a few years, at 20,000 years. So the Pleistocene temperatures will rise, but not for global warming, as you might think. This is part of the Miocene, roughly about 5.3 million to 23 million years ago, is where the cycle will go back to. So you have the average temperatures can go to the 2 degree centigrade warmer than that, but the sea levels will be about 60 to 130 feet higher than they are today. But it's not from global warming. We'll get into that as the facet of that. Now, as my listeners know, they've been with me all these years, know that I'm not politically correct and have no plans to change now. But the thing of the interglacial period up to about 30,000 years is actually consistent with the longevity of the atmospheric carbon dioxide. Now, the trees and the process of plants furnish the human the oxygen, and of course the iron. The concept of the porphyrin ring in the iron has iron in the porphyrin ring, and in photosynthesis, you have magnesium in the porphyrin ring, and so you know it's the same ring. In other words, which is part of the genetic code for humans, for instance, which I've been working, been working on the China project. There are a few of us left. And the only reason they picked me for analyzing the Dropa Stone disc is that, you see, China's worried about that they know all this, and most of this satellite material to go to outer space is not just to go to outer space. It's to make connection with the cosmic consciousness of other planets and with the China missiles of smaller kinds of humans to be in those transfers. But the Dropa Stones are to actually, they're part of China's property, because the space probe that crashed into the Earth crash landed in the Biancara Ola Mountains of the Himalayas, and the occupants of the spacecraft, the Dropa, found refuge in the caves of the mountains, but they transferred all of their information. They knew they could not get off of the Earth, so they had a form of sign language, and also they carved in records. In other words, did a circular disc and with microscopic hieroglyphics. And to do that information that is part of the cosmic transfer of technology. And the burial sites for all these people I've gone into many shows talking about that, the large heads, the process of thing at 3 to 6 feet, between 3 foot 6 inches and 4 feet 7 inches. And so all of that is not relevant for our present conversation today. I've gone into that in many of my shows. What's important is to decipher the hieroglyphics. It's taken me 11 years to decipher 2 hieroglyphics, and I think one of them was a piece of luck. And they're all my, you can only see them by a magnifying glass, and that type of thing. The Russians have tried to decipher a lot of these and transfer of the disc. And, of course, if you place the disc at a certain angle, you get the electromagnetic field, like a record. And of course, the pre-Mayans had these kinds of discs as well. In fact, they're carved on stone statues that are 2,000 years before Christ, the most recent one, but it goes back 200,000 years. So the genetic code, in the terms of the process of development of the human beings in this 10-year, million, people study will be encompassing some of the parameters of the genetic code itself. So from those days. Now, what we have in terms of schemes to try to change the water concentration of the human being in the Pleistocene period is the development of survival at different altitudes. And the keys will be lying in the research of the temperature change in the soil itself, and plus the water concentrations that are quite different. And so, with that said, we have that the concept of bacteria supporting life rather than life supporting bacteria will have to be one of the game changers to go into the next phase of Parker Pathways and the use of water to do that. And within the atmosphere of what's the United States government has calculated as 14,900 nuclear warheads are on the Earth at this time. So the concept of what's happening with North Korea and its threats. Of course, we've been at war with South Korea for, well, how long is that? 50 years, something like that. So in the midst of all of that, we have we have people who are trying to change the weather and have a feel that they're going to have a climate change or reverse it by geoengineering the Earth. I've talked about the diamond dust over New Mexico and their experiments. And now, of course, now there's going to be a formation of reflectology aerosols with aluminum, which they've been using for years, and is going to have a different effect on the genome of the human species, which will affect the concept of what goes into the water because it settles into what's called passive osmosis, and in that is going to be part of the development of what's called the escape from Earth project. We'll see you at the other end of the break. Call in number is 800-313-9443, and thank you for being with us on Parker Pathways on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and I want to make a comment concerning Puerto Rico disaster that occurred from their hurricane. One of the things that people don't know, and I don't want to take too much time on this, but most of the major drug companies have their facilities there. In Puerto Rico, because Puerto Rico is a possession, it's not a state, so there's a different type of tax structure. One of the things I wanted to get into today was the new global taxes concerning the value of a human being in the death panel, but we're going to have other discussions with Regina Imbarriga. Imbarriga, concerning her fluoride quest, which I want to get into for different reasons. But the companies that are in Puerto Rico, AstraZeneca, now that's a British firm, and they make a lot of generic drugs, because a lot of the insurance companies on Obamacare or any kind of care that you want to discuss, they won't cover a lot of the drug coverage, unless it's generic, and a generic drug. So they make their generic drugs in Puerto Rico and have for many years. Johnson & Johnson is a New Jersey-based company, of course, you know, you're very familiar with. They have a sizable operation there in Puerto Rico. Many of their contracts that are made with other countries come out of Puerto Rico. You have AbbVie, you have Pfizer, you have Novartis, you have Merck, you have Amgen, which is making a lot of products now that are related to the stem cell research system. Then, of course, you have Bristol-Myers Squibb that's been there from the very beginning. Now, Puerto Rico's pharmaceutical sector stopped getting federal funds in the United States in 2006. And so the debt coming into $73 billion to the United States because they wouldn't develop their own infrastructure over the years without the United States money, which is another reason why they wanted to become a state, because they would receive more funding that way. But the whole thing comes down to what also goes on in Puerto Rico is it's a really, if you will, one of the vortexes of the earth, and where there's a lot of American projects that are in the ocean and under the soil in Puerto Rico. And many of the researches that are going to go on will be done in Puerto Rico because of this vortex and the change of concept. There are 114 vortexes on the earth, and it just happens that one is in Puerto Rico. One of the theories is that Puerto Rico, of course, if you look at the geology of under the sea, you'll notice that it's connected to quite a continent situation. Now, a continent of cities and that go back. There's one carbon dating and radioactive dating for one city under the ocean, which is Puerto Rico, that goes, it's 200,000 years old. Now, since we're going into the Pleistocene era, I want to make it very clear that plutonium, as a contaminant in the world's oceans, settled into the sea bottom. And I don't want to lose time telling you about a mission that I had. It was my last mission for Uncle Sam. It was done, physical mission. I do them every day, but they wanted to train me to go into a sea bell and be descended down into the ocean, and they wanted my opinion as to what I saw there. At that time, sea bells would only safely go at 300 feet, and you had to go further than that. It was quite a rigorous situation. I was to stay there for a period of 28 hours. That's as far as you could go with that belt. And what I was to observe. And I can tell you the declassified comment, and I will not tell you anything else. But it was at that time what I saw. Of course, they had copious notes, and we're looking for other things, like undersea bases and other kinds of effects. But the idea of the sea animals and how people could live under the ocean, and that is still a quest. What I saw, after all these years, I'm going to reveal, but this is declassified, I can say this. As far as my eye could see, was death. The loss of human life. and sea animals life. There were many of the living organisms that live in darkness actually have their own fluorescence and be able to attach themselves to the rhythm of the sun and to the moon as we do on this earth. And that's all I'm going to tell you. But you see, what was starting to accumulate? Plutonium. And so today is a clear day that I can tell you that on public. It just happens to be an accident. I'm telling you on this particular day, which will become quite evident to you as to why I'm mentioning it. And as the show progresses, if you continue to listen. So the drug situation is connected, you know, in terms of what it costs to take care of somebody. The childhood leukemia drug, Camurus, which is Camurus from, has just been approved as for a childhood leukemia, but the drug costs $475,000, and it carries with another price tag drug, Sovaldi, which can actually, for the first time, cure hepatitis C. And it costs $84,000 each time you take it. And it's for the treatment. It cures about 90% on the first go-around with those with hepatitis C, which was, you know, previously incurable. Hepatitis C as a virus, in terms of being carried in the water, I talk about, and chloramine causes self-damage on the homepage of RBN. Also, the HIV virus was a research and its carry capacity. The hope is the Environmental Protection Agency say at their costing last week, it'll be $7 million per statistical life to use these drugs. Now, the reason that figure is important is that under the death panel, the metrics, you're only to live until you're 76. I've interviewed, you know, Dr. Emanuel on that. He started it. We should die at 75. From the death penalty. He had that in the Atlantic Monthly. But I interviewed him twice, one at the University of Chicago in a long-distance panel. And the metrics for the death panel is that the human worth for receiving extended life as of 3 years ago was at $1.2 million, and that was it. And this does not include your knowledge. It includes virtual water that you use for your body and your life. It includes what are called extremity growth. In other words, if your body increases in length of size and bone structure, all of this is coded. It's under the ICD. A10 code, the new code of which diagnostic disclosures are coded. The new code that has come out just this morning is one of the new code for systemic heart attack. There are 46 codes because people are unexpectedly dying from heart attacks after certain what are called water stresses. The public doesn't know much about these, you know, I haven't been exposed to them, but I know a lot about them, and so do other people that are in the loop to know that. But I can get away with telling you that this morning because I'm taking your little breakfast basket and filling it up with all kinds of goodies that can possibly save your life, particularly under the new death panel. So you have the Tufts University Center for the Study of Drug Development, is calculating that drug companies spend about $2.5 million to bring a drug to market, which is really quite true. And the number includes the research and development, which can be on about 80% of the drugs that don't make it to market. And then there's about an additional $312 million in postal approval regulations. And then those kind of costs have always been rising. So they have the hidden cost of government-imposed price controls. Under the new budget, they tax for the new for the cost controls for the drug system for the death panel metrics will be eliminated. So this means that the bearing of the cost of who lives and dies is going to be placed upon the monetary system of the virtual water, the concept of the development system, the blood supply of how many units of blood you have in your lifetime, and it's part of the mathematics of that. And the whole aspect on the year 2009 on Parker Pathways, I talked about chlorine and fluoride together contaminated in the tap water. And one of the aspects that we get very confused about, people get confused about, they think that fluoride acts independently, molecularly, which is absolutely untrue. In other words, they say, well, we have fluoride in the drinking water, so therefore, fluoride causes it. They forget that the dose-related chloramine in the real world is contributing to the accentuation of the fluoride for following reasons. Now, if I do nothing else today, I'm just getting warmed up to set the story for the next 2 hours. But the whole thing is, because we're in the radioactive plutonium era, which will last, it's expected the plutonium era of the process in 2.5 minutes to the doomsday clock will last approximately 6,000 years. By that time, there will be most elimination of the species, which is already occurring. And I've talked about it many, many times. And I had a full plan for that today, but we have other activities to discuss today on Parker Pathways. Now, if I did anything else, too, this is incredibly important, this statement before the break. The two-thirds... I talked about this openly on Parker Pathways twice. One was in the form of 2009, but I had done it in 2010 as well, and was part of my presentation to the Paris Accord. Now, the whole thing facet that the two-thirds of the United States municipal water supply is artificially fluorinated, and that's the idea under the guise of tooth decay. And now fluorination additives in the tap water are not the same as the fluoride found in toothpaste. And I want to reemphasize, it's not the same fluoride. They cause different medical problems. You have a water that's fluorinated with fluorosilic acid, or it's salt, which would be sodium. What would that be? It'd be sodium fluorosilicate. And that's referred to as a fluorosilicate. But the fluoride in a toothpaste is usually in the form of fluoride salt. The reason that this is lethal for other reasons, which is why chloramine causes health damage, is presenting a thing, but people's mind seems to fall dead on their head of saying, well, they say fluoride and they forget everything else. Chloramine they don't want to hear about because, people say, well, I'm going to die anyway. That type of story. And they say, but it accentuates the extraction of lead. Now, fluorosilicate has the ability and an affinity for the lead. But the fluorosilicate in the other form added by the Defense Department, which is how it was started, the fluorosilic acid, the FSA, was started by the Defense Department years and years ago, as an after effect It was like MTBE, which is an additive from gasoline, and that closed nearly one-third of the well water systems in the United States for approximately, it's estimated by engineers, 5,000 years. So those wells will not be usable in the United States of America. This the reason I've been nominated for the Nobel Prize for what is it, five times on a list of 50 people, you know, 50 on health journalism, because of that one sentence the Nobel Prize Committee picked on. We are being asked to be our own processing plant. And this is exactly what's happening with chloramine and fluoride. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 1-800-313-9443. And fluoride has to work with chloramine to make it work. And chloramine accentuates fluoride. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And thank you for being with us. Now, very quickly, to understand the way to survive in the plutonium Pleistocene era, to accept the concept of new species of humans being developed change the genome, maybe the addition of another chromosome of the 23 sets, a possibility of food change not being available on the Earth, which it already is, which is what I wanted to get into today. The idea that the brain, because I'm being a part of the Brain Project and reviewing those projects, concept of the brain to change and into high telepathic concepts, which is dependent upon water in the brain, in a new way. All these are innovations, and under the Congress doesn't have time, it seems, to make a healthcare law change, because they're essentially on the take, really, from the insurance company and their lobbyists. Healthcare law has approximately, on the estimate, on K Street, it's called, in Washington, there are probably close to 20,000 lobbyists that represent hospitals, medical device people, but you'll notice there are no tort lawyers to protect in the concept that the healthcare law could be passed in a moment. So the innovators of the new world, a lot of them, they all talk about Silicon Valley and California, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that they put out a Stop Online Privacy Act on a piracy act in 2012, and leading to protest innovations being developed because they wanted a corner on the market. So the government has decided to develop an antitrust innovation suppression concept, and discussing that in Business Week 2 weeks ago, there was an article called "Should America's Tech Giants Be Broken Up?" And then there was another article in Harper's, "The Walls Are Closing In on Tech Giants." In fact, some of the authors of these articles want to be on my program, but it's very difficult for me. I turn away 4 to 5 people a week that want to be on Parker Pathways. So, and I'm not openly objecting to them at all. I can't, but they, because of the 3-hour time frame and the amount of information you have to cover, it's difficult. So look for the antitrust action on government controls of direction. And we'll be talking about this on Parker Pathways, because if you have antitrust against invention, you close off life itself. Thank you very much for being on the first live hour of Parker Pathways. Stay tuned for the second and third live hour of Parker Pathways. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.